بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. باب الأمر بتعهد القرآن والتحذير من تعريضه للنسيان. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought a very very interesting chapter under this heading of the virtue of recitation of Quran and developing a relationship with the Quran. On the one hand, this is, like I mentioned, a very interesting chapter. It's also very, very important that we take heed and cognizance of what he has highlighted under this heading. It's not a lengthy chapter, it's very short, but like I say, very pertinent and important. This chapter deals with the amr, the command, the imperative nature that we continuously adhere to the Quran, and the caution, and to be very, very careful that once you have learned the Quran, never to forget it. Quran is Allah's kalam. It's a very, very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He allows us to be connected to His kalam, to the Quran. This is this connection, this association with the Quran, something that there can be no price that you can attach to it. In this world, when you have something precious, something valuable, human instinct is to do what? Is to protect it, is to look after it. In the same way, we have to understand that there is no material possession that you have in this world that can ever compare to the Quran which Allah gave you. It's priceless. There's no value, there's no price you can put to it. So the question is, once Allah Ta'ala has blessed you with this ni'mat and bounty of this association with the Quran, how much effort are you actually making to protect it? It is Allah's principle, la in shakartum la azidannakum. You want to carry on being blessed with something, then make shukr, appreciate it, guard it, protect it. Al amr bi ta'ahudil Quran. This is the heading which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought. What is meant by ta'ahadu? Ulama ikram explain. They say, حافظوا على قراءته وواظبوا على تلاوته. That is, read the Quran correctly. Be regular with your recitation of Quran. Quran is not something you read today, leave it out tomorrow, and then when the mood strikes you or Ramzan comes, then you start reading Quran and then you leave it out after that. Quran has to be, once Allah has blessed you with knowledge of Quran, once you have associated with Quran, then it is a requirement, a demand of it, that there must be every day that you must be associated with the Quran. Not a day must pass, but your hizb or your section of the Quran that you have fixed upon yourself, that you adhere to that. So one is the aspect of qiraat, the other is the aspect of what is maqsad of Quran? Why did Allah send down the Quran? Was it just for us, you and I, to read it? No. Quran is a way of life. More important than recitation is comprehension, understanding and amal and tabligh of the Quran. So that also, ta'ahadu bil amali bihi. Protect the Quran that Allah has blessed you with by making amal on the Quran. Al-amalu, ulama ikram mentioned, al-amalu yu'addi ila hifzihi wa baqa'ihi. You want something to be protected, you want something to remain, you want something to perpetuate, then make amal on it. Qayyad al-ilm bil-amal. Ilm, knowledge, has been inextricably linked with amal, with practicing upon it. لِأَنَّ al-amal بِالْعِلْمِ يَقْتَضِي بَقَاءَهُ. Because when you practice upon the knowledge that you have, you learn some dua. You read it every day, you remember it. You don't read it, you'll easily forget it. So in other words, make amal. When you make amal on the knowledge, then this causes or leads to its baqa, its protection. لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَزَالُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ وَعَلَىٰ جَوَارِحِكَ Because you have brought this knowledge that you acquired alive on your heart and on the limbs of your body. So this easily allows it to be protected and not to be forgotten. The reason I have went into this very lengthy discussion is that unfortunately today we observe that this position or title of Hafizul Quran has become for many of us something that we take very lightly. I mentioned this previously also. If you look at our masjid or many, many places where there are classes of Hifz, on the day when the Hifz class is there, then the number of musallis in the masjid at the time of Fajr is extra. The day when there's no Hifz class, the same Hafizul Quran, where is he? He's not in the masjid. So if salah is not in your life, what effect is the Quran having? And what is your actual association with the Quran? And many huffaz today, it's unfortunately when something becomes a fashion or something becomes rife, then gradually ulama ikram caution us that what creeps in is what we call riwaj. It becomes customary, becomes a ritual. And we are going through the motions. The reality is not there. When the day you put your child to become Hafiz, or the day you enter him into some madrasa, particularly for Hifzul Quran, you as a parent and the child needs to understand that in the light of Quran and Hadith, in the light of, on the one hand, this is such a great ni'mat. This is the rewards, you can't even imagine it. We've seen the various ahadith. Sahibul Quran will be told, read now, Jannat is yours. As you read, you will just keep rising and rising and rising. So you can't imagine the value that Allah has attached to this, that Allah's Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has attached to this. So on the other hand, conversely, you can't take this lightly. Hifzul Quran is not from the age of 10 or 11 or when you started. Hifzul Quran is till the day you die. Your association with the Quran cannot break. So this is not something, even making your child a Hafiz is not a decision that should be taken lightly. It's a very, very serious decision because this is a life-altering decision. This is a decision that now you are entering into an association that has to be there till mort, till death. Not to make yourself happy, my child is Hafiz, or the child himself becomes happy, I'm Hafiz. And what it means? It means Ramzan, I must learn that quarter para that I'm reading in my Taraweeh. No. Hafizul Quran is till mort, and Hafizul Quran is every day. Every day this association has to be there with the Quran. Because, like we see in the ahadith, an Abi Musa radiyallahu anhu, anin Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an. When Allah blessed you with the Qur'an, look after this Qur'an. Protect this Qur'an. Protect this Qur'an. Ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an. Continually adhere to the Qur'an. Why? فَوَلَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ Because I take an oath on that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the analogy. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have given any example, but he gave an example that was pertinent to the mukhatabin awwaleen, to the initial audience. These were people of Medina Munawwara, people of the desert. Camels was an absolutely pertinent, inextricable part of their lives. From infancy, they were exposed to camels. And the nature and the habits of camels were something that they could relate to. Now the camel is a type of animal that it is very, very hard to assert control over it. To restrict it and to tie it down is very hard. Camel doesn't want to be tied down. It runs away. So, like we've seen in some previous riwayat, where sometimes the thing would be tied, a horse or a camel would be tied with two ropes. So, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, more likely, more easily than a camel escaping any restraints that you place upon it, I take an oath on that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. More easily or more susceptible to escaping is the Quran from your heart if you will not look after it. Like you restrain and are careful about protecting and looking after your camel, you don't want it to escape. And a camel, after it escapes, is very, very hard to recapture. The Arabs particularly understood this. So in the same way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example like that. Ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an. Hadha, here is ismul ta'zim. Ta'ahadu hadha al-Qur'an, this beautiful, this great gift that Allah blessed you with. Allah made you hafizul Qur'an. Allah created an association between you and the Qur'an. Allah blessed you with His sifat, with His quality. Allah honored you and elevated you by your association with this Quran. Don't take this lightly. I take an oath on that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As susceptible to escaping as a camel is from the restraints which you place upon it, this Quran will leave your heart. This Quran will leave if you don't protect it, if you don't perpetuate upon it. If you don't make it a part of your life by its tilawat and by practicing upon it. Ilm is inextricably associated with amal. A hafiz and a non-hafiz in his dressing, in his appearance, in his conduct, in the way he carries himself cannot be the same. Then what was the effect of the Quran? What was the value of the Quran? What does it mean that you are carrying the Quran in your heart if you are exactly the same as someone else? Maulana Idris Bandwi rahmatullahi alayhi, he puts it very nicely. He says, such should be our link and association with the Quran that non-hafiz, at least one juz, one para of the day he should be reciting. One para every day if he's non-hafiz. And we find in our tablighi nisab, or jamaats are told, unfortunately, many of us, Allah forgive us today, even the tabligh has become riwaj. Our time is not being spent properly. Out in the path of Allah, the ihtimam of zikr is not there. Ihtimam of dua is not there. And particularly, ihtimam of Quran is not there. And tabligh without Quran is no tabligh. If you look at the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quran was an inextricable part of his tabligh. So, when you are hafizul Quran, we are taught in our jamaat circles, that you have to read 3 para of the Quran every day, not Ramadan, every day. And this needs to be parents particularly that are making their children hafiz. They need to sit with their child beforehand and make them understand that what you are taking on is not something small, it's something great, but it is lifelong. Mawlana Idris rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that, and Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi, we find part of the usul and principles of tabligh is that with the day you decide to become hafiz, what does hafiz mean? Not some title, or not that you took part in some jalsa, or not Ramadan. Hafiz is 3 paras every day till the day you die. Otherwise, it's very, very difficult to protect and preserve this ni'mat and bounty which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. So the first hadith in this chapter, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, continually adhere to this Quran, its tilawat and amal, etc. Because I take an oath upon that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This Quran is more likely to escape from your heart if you will not protect it than a camel from its restraints. Allah give us tawfiq.